Hey guys, welcome to the Coronavirus Daily, the best place to get all the coronavirus news that matters. But before we begin, please do click on the subscribe button so you stay ahead of the curve. Also, please don't forget to like and comment with your questions. If any, I'll answer them in the comments or in the next video. We'll see. The date today is 16th June. Let's dive straight in. So first, a little follow-up on the video that I made yesterday. If you remember, I started yesterday's video with the ICMR study that said India's COVID-19 cases will peak in November. Well, they came out with a clarification and you can read it here. This is ICMR saying the news reports attributing this study to ICMR are misleading. This refers to a non-peer reviewed modeling not carried out by ICMR and does not reflect the official position of ICMR. So here's the thing about calling out news reports as fake news by the government. You know, this pandemic isn't kabhi khushi kabhi gum, and ICMR is no Amitabh Bachchan, and we are in the Raichand family. So when you say something is fake, you have to have reasons up your sleeve. You can't just say that this is fake and that's it. Keh diya na, bas keh diya, doesn't cut it. Also, what does misleading even mean? As Veer Sanghvi here points out, misleading or false? If it's misleading, then lead us and tell us what should be there instead, or omit that first line from the tweet, because the report said lockdown shifted the peak by a few months and helped bring down the number of infections by 69 to 97%. So is ICMR saying these claimed benefits of lockdown are misleading as well? Who knows? Next up is a very difficult debate. Majority of parents in NCR say no to school for children amid coronavirus pandemic. An online survey on how to send children to school under the coronavirus pandemic conducted by sociologist Dr. Uzma Naz under the guidance of Professor Dharamveer Mahajan, a prominent sociologist and former principal of Nanak Chand Anglo-Sanskrit Postgraduate College of Chaudhary CCS University in Meerut. In this survey, there were 10,000 respondents from NCR. And this is what they found, some key points I've highlighted. Speaking on a survey, Dr. Naz said that parents seem to be undergoing a sort of trauma socially as well as economically due to the pandemic, of course. When we approached parents while conducting the survey, all of them cleared that their first preference is the well-being of the children. Education comes next. If schools are started amid pandemic scare, then it would be difficult for the children, especially the younger ones, to maintain proper social distancing, hygiene and precautions needed to protect from corona, said Dr. Naz, adding that hence the parents through this survey demand from the government to declare the current academic session as a zero year, which I agree with. When they did not send their children to hobby classes, sports activities or birthday parties since the lockdown till date, how they could even think of taking the risk to send them to the school, she said, adding that nothing on earth can stop children from playing or mingling with each other. The parents are fine. I agree. But really, birthday parties, okay. Maybe in younger days, it's really important, birthday parties. But having spent 3 decades on planet Earth, I don't think birthday parties are valued anymore. Or am I wrong? I don't know. Tell me all about it in the comments. Anyway, so before I talk about it, I thought I'll check what do parents elsewhere have to say. So I typed this on Google and I wanted to find out if this was something that was only NCR parents saying, but no. This is from Bangalore. Won't send kids to school till COVID-19 cases become zero. This is a nationwide survey that says coronavirus fear. Survey shows Indian parents not ready to send kids to school. Assam, sending kids to school a huge risk during COVID crisis. Hyderabad joins in. Parents say no to schools reopening. And parents in metros unwilling to send kids to school immediately. So it's not just an NCR thing, it's all over India. Everywhere it's the same story, and why not? It really is a matter of grave concern. But here's the thing, for some reason, all these surveys and questions are heavily loaded towards the side of parents. Why is this a parents versus schools debate? I'm sure all schools are equally concerned about the health of the kids. No school would like to risk the kids and staff safety. Then why do parents feel that? I suspect it comes from payment being made for the service, but not being able to take full advantage of. So that's why the zero-year concept makes a lot of sense. Of course, the school fees not being paid would lead to teachers not getting paid and even universities not getting admission in the subsequent academic year. This will have dire economic consequences, but we are going to keep spiraling in the health versus economics debate, or are we going to find a middle ground to move forward? I don't think there is a clear right or wrong with either option. If you choose to send your kid to school, I'm on your side. If you choose to keep them home, I am still on your side. There is no right or wrong. There should be no judgment. Okay, then, on to some COVID science. As per a letter published by New England Journal of Medicine and signed by an international group of 17 leading diabetes experts, this is what it says: COVID-19 may trigger new diabetes. That's what experts warn. And as per this letter by NEJM, clinical observations so far show a bi-directional relationship between COVID-19 and diabetes. On the one hand, diabetes is associated with increased risk of COVID-19 severity and mortality. Between 20 to 30% of patients who die with COVID-19 have been reported to have diabetes. While on the other hand, new onset diabetes and atypical metabolic complications of pre-existing diabetes, including life-threatening ones, have been observed in people with COVID-19. Well, bi-directional, that's unfortunate. Given the short period of human contact with this new coronavirus, the exact mechanism by which the virus influences glucose metabolism is still unclear, and we don't know whether the acute manifestation of diabetes in these patients represent classic type 1, type 2, or possibly a new form of diabetes. Bad news, really bad news. What we already know is that most of the vulnerable people with type 2 diabetes and diseases that affect heart and lungs, that's roughly 1.7 billion people, or about one in every five people falling in that category. And unfortunately, every day something new emerges. This bi-directional dimension is a whole new chapter. So what scares me is, if COVID does trigger diabetes, then what else can happen? Is it just the tip of the iceberg? What else? Behavior like AIDS at the end? Oh well, looks like I have an answer already. Researcher, this is what it says from KPBS, asymptomatic coronavirus patients can still face organ damage. New analysis from Scripps Research has found that anywhere from 30 to 40% of people with coronavirus are asymptomatic, but that doesn't mean they aren't impacted by the disease. This is Scripps Research cardiologist Eric Topol, who says people can go through a whole infection and not know it at all. But the other thing that we have uncovered that was a surprise to us, and I don't think most people know this, is that even though you don't have symptoms, which is silent enough as it is, there's another level of silence, which is you can have internal organ damage and not know it until you know it. One study looked at CT scans conducted individuals aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, if you remember. There's a big political crisis around it as well. In that case, 54% of 76 asymptomatic individuals showed significant subclinical lung abnormalities. Damn, that's not good at all. What we have measured globally are deaths, hospitalizations, and confirmed crisis. But what we haven't measured are uncounted deaths, chronic illnesses, asymptomatics, and asymptomatics with internal injury. And if we are doing that, we need to also look at mental health issues triggered due to isolation, unemployment, and related suicides. Further delayed treatment of serious problems as people are afraid of going to the hospital. So these are all these concerns that we aren't measuring. That's why I said, is it just a tip of the iceberg? And I wonder if epidemiologists keep accommodating these new details in their models. Of course they do. That's how they go about them. Right, so that's it for today. Thanks for watching. If you liked today's video, although it was very depressing, difficult to say if you did like it, I would really appreciate if you can subscribe to this channel and hit the like button, share it with your friends. And of course, if you have any questions or just anything to say about the video, please use the comment section. Goodbye, wash your hands, and see you next time.